right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. The competitive cheerleading season is underway, and Rock Ridge continuing their strong tradition of competitive cheerleading. Aaron Peters is a senior. And first up, Aaron, congratulations. You have won a scholarship through the Illinois Competitive Cheerleading Coaches Association. Tell us a little bit about that, and how does one win a scholarship from that group?
Okay, thank you very much. The process was I had to make a video of all my skills, so I had to do a cheer, a dance, my jumps and tumbling and so on. And I had to submit that as well as a lot of academic information, like my testing scores in SAT and ACT, and then my school counselor had to send my transcripts. And schools all across the state had people apply for this, and they chose top 10. And then we had to go down to Springfield for an interview for that, and then they chose who got what amount of money from there.
Well, and that's impressive. So factoring in all that, Aaron Peters is one of the recipients. So what was your reaction when you found out that you won?
I was so excited. It's a huge honor. It's top 10 in the entire state, and I know there's a lot of kids that try out for that. So it's just an honor to be considered for it.
That's great. And tell us a little bit about this competitive cheerleading program at Rock Ridge. A strong tradition, I know. And why do you think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with our coach. Our coach is super dedicated. She spends, like, almost every day thinking about how she can help us improve, and she really pushes us to do our best.
And you've had a good start to the season. I think two events, including one up in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. The Rockets won that event. So what about the season so far, and how are things going?
I think things are going pretty well. We have had two, and they both went pretty well. At Buffalo Grove, we were lucky enough to get the first place win, like you said. And now we're just really trying to up our skills and try harder things and see how we can improve our program even further.
You said try harder things. So this is an interview with a competitive cheerleading dummy. So what does that mean when you say try harder things?
That's like, so we have a bunch of girls doing back handsprings in the routine, and we're going to try to higher up the level of tumbling. And we're going to try, like, harder stunts and just see what can stick for just making our difficulty higher.
That sounds easy enough, right? No. So you came into high school and wanted to participate in this competitive cheerleading program. Your interest a little bit about when it began and why you wanted to get involved?
Well, my sister, she was 4 years older than me, started competitive cheerleading. And it was just amazing to see how dedicated all those girls were and how much teamwork goes into it and how their hard work really paid off for them. So I just wanted to be a part of it as soon as I could.
All right. Explain how this works. If I remember correctly, I know enough to tell you, is it a three-minute routine? And I think, are there a panel of three judges at the different events you go to? Can you kind of explain how it works?
Okay, yeah, it is a three-minute routine. There are a lot of judges. There's judges that sit up front, and then there's judges all around to make sure you have no legalities, like stepping off the mat or, like, your hands touching down on a tumbling pass. The routine has tumbling, it has stunts, basket tosses, and a cheer and a dance usually, and we get scored on things like motion, technique, our stunts staying up, of course, and just all the stuff that makes it what it is.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about that, when I've talked to kids before, you know, when you have a three-minute routine and you get one crack at it, you know, in terms of trying to move on maybe to the next level, or if you get one performance at a different event you're at, that's a lot of pressure in terms of getting that 3 minutes right. Can you kind of explain that a little bit? There's no margin for error, as they say, in 3 minutes.
Yeah, so we have a warm-up time, and we just try to do what we can, and if everything stays up, then we, like, obviously our hopes are a lot higher But it is so much nerves walking out there in front of a crowd of people knowing you don't have room to mess up.
All right. And you're also involved in the very successful Rock Ridge Band program, and you play the French horn. So I assume you take great pride in the Rock Ridge music program, and your love of music began how long ago?
I started playing in sixth grade with our program. I started playing the French horn, and I've just had really great teachers that have helped a lot with that, too.
All right. Well, Aaron Peters, keep up the great work in the band room and on the cheerleading mat, as well as, again, a recipient from the Illinois Cheerleader Coaches Association scholarship program. So that's awesome. Nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.